الحمد لله نحمده ونشكره ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise God Almighty, Allah, for everything that He has given us, for the tests that He has presented to us to strengthen us, for the bounty from Him that He has given us to sustain us. We thank Him. We ask for His guidance. We ask for His forgiveness. And we ask that when we deviate from His path, we return on that path and He accepts us with His mercy that He has said He would do. O you who believe, God and the angels give peace and blessings to the Prophet. Give peace and blessings to the Prophet. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Ramadan is fast approaching. It is only 10 days from now. Inshallah, we will all begin our journey together for another month of Ramadan. And Ramadan prepares us spiritually and our whole being in terms of its orientation to fulfill us for the rest of the year. So Ramadan is a preparation for our work for the rest of the year. But as Ramadan is that preparation, we have to prepare now to be ready to get the most out of Ramadan. We cannot just enter Ramadan and let it be an exercise of hunger pain and sugar lows and sugar highs and basically being tired for the month. But we have to orient ourselves to get the most out of Ramadan. It is a month of spirituality, and we have to look to what that means. Now here, we do have a definition of spirituality in our society today that is a bit strange. It actually results in cultish activity. A group decides they want to completely isolate themselves from society, live in a commune, and then they join a group for quote-unquote spirituality, and it leads to very self-destructive behavior, and point being the case of Jim Jones and what he did to that people because they were seeking spirituality. Or people will watch TV to hear a sermon, and that is their way of spirituality. Or they go to a guru to get advice, and they consider that spirituality. In Islam, there's no separation of the soul and the whole being. It is a holistic process. Ibn Abbas relays to us in a hadith that he was going to help somebody, and he was leaving the mosque, and they asked him, aren't you going to do itikaf? Itikaf is the seclusion in the mosque where you go and do full worship. And he pointed to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, the person in that grave told me that if I work actively to help others, that is worth more than 1 month of itikaf. So there is no decoupling of our worship, our faith, with our actions. It is a holistic process. Let us then think through together in terms of what the Quran tells us on what is the best that we can do, the best that we can be, the best of faith, the best of speech, and the best of work. Those three things. And first, who is the best of faith? The Quran says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. So the Quran is telling us, who is the best of faith other than the one who completely surrenders him or herself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surrendering the self, the whole being, in the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ and is a doer of good. It is actually a person who sees beauty and goodness in everything and draws out that beauty and goodness in everyone. It's that person who has that touch of class in refining things, in beautifying things, in perfecting things. So it is the one who surrenders him or herself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means they are letting go of their human emotions, their self-imposing limitations, the disputes they may have with people. They are putting that aside and saying, I'm putting myself in the direction of Allah, and I'm going to commit myself to doing good things. And it says, وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا and follows the creed of Abraham, who turned himself away from falsehood. So that constantly judging in terms of what is truth, seeking the truth, and following the creed of Abraham is what this Quranic verse tells us is the best of faith. And the Quran goes on to talk about the best of speech. And we discussed this in previous khutbahs here in this mosque. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And so the Quran is telling us, who is that who is the best of speech? The one who is better in terms of speaking than the one who invites to God. And when we say invite to God, we are inviting people to the will of God, the principles that God has set established for us, and they are the principles of mercy, compassion, and justice. And that is what we are inviting people to when we are committed to the best of speech. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا and is working to repair, to reform, to reconcile relations, to be the one who is fixing things throughout our community. And says, declares to all, I am at the forefront of the one who is surrendering himself or herself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are concurrent themes between these two verses in terms of what the Quran is telling us who is the best of faith and what the Quran is telling us in terms of who is the best of speech. It is that commitment, that surrendering, letting go, and dedicating yourself to do things that are good for yourself, for your family, for your community, and for society. And now, all that comes down to the test. And everything really comes down to a test. It's a test in our day, it's a test of our life. And as the Quran says, what is the test? It is who is doing the best work. So from the best of faith to the best of speech, and now who is doing the best work? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا He is the one that created life and death. And so that you are going to be tested, all of you, from among you, who is doing the best of work. So this verse is telling us, number one, we did not choose to be born. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that choice. We did not choose when we're going to die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that decision. But in between is a series of continuous choices that we make that we are tested by. And each choice is either an advancement in terms of who's doing the best work and who is basically sitting passively and not doing the best work. So in terms of this attitude of choices, we have to reconcile our being called Muslim with working for the best interests of Islam. Anyone can be a Muslim, but are we working for the best interests of Islam? And just to digress, there's a story I just want to tell you or share with you. There is a boy right now who just had surgery and lost 80% of his liver. But when I went to visit that young boy, He was praising Allah, and he was reassuring everyone that everything will be okay, inshallah, no matter the outcome of the surgery. You contrast that boy with a man that I have seen who has a great house, who has a great car, who has a great job, who has money in the bank, yet he is continuously disputing people. He is continuously insecure. He is continuously ungrateful to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So it's not a matter of what we have, it is what we do with what our situation is. And that is the choice that we are talking about. And so in having this set of understanding and orientation, then there are two situations that we can be in that the Quran refers to in terms of our faith and how it is manifesting itself. One situation is very discouraged, to say the least. As the Quran says, لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. It is saying there is no benefit to the self if the person believes after it is over. The person has disbelief throughout lifetime, and then after he dies or she dies, they say, okay, I believe. It's too late. You have to believe in this lifetime. Or, and it's according to this, they believed but gained nothing in terms of good work. So the belief without showing for it in terms of good work is equal to disbelief, according to some scholars of this particular verse. The good news is, no matter what we do, if we just try, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it. As the Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّ لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرًا مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. For those who believe and work righteousness, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not lose sight of any reward for the good work. So it's just a matter of trying. And I know that those of you who are here today, just the fact that you are trying to come to this mosque, inshallah, we are all part of this category. And the Quran continues to say that those who do the good work or have a good word, it's like a good tree. The good word is like a good tree. It has very firmly established roots, and its fruit grow according to the will of Allah that sustain people for quite a long time. And so inshallah, we belong to those that are among the best of faith, among the best of speech, and among the best of good work for the cause of Islam and for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ad'u Rabbakum. الحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. We praise Allah, and there is no God but Allah, and our peace and blessings on the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So in summary, we talked about spirituality, that spirituality cannot be decoupled from our actions, and our actions must be committed towards serving Allah's will of compassion, mercy, and justice. This will attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should pray, we should fast, we should be in reflection, and then that should get us to be prepared for doing the good work, inshallah. And so when we read the Quran, it is one thing to hear the nice recitation. It is another thing to read the verses. It is better that we understand the verses. And of course, it is the best if we apply these verses. So let us look to this Ramadan, inshallah, as applying one or many of these verses and measure ourselves by how much better we can be after the end of Ramadan, inshallah. There's a great scholar, Sheikh Muhammad Abdu, who said, he visited Europe at one point of his life. He was from Egypt, from Al-Azhar in Cairo. And he visited Europe. He came back. He says, I came from a place where there's Islam without Muslims, and I'm coming back to a place where there are Muslims without Islam. So what does that mean in terms of how we are thinking in terms of the work that we have to do? What he is saying is we have to reconcile our nominal aspect of being Muslim, just being named Muslim, with acting in the best interests of Islam. Because if we act, and if we work, as the Quran says, قُلْ اَعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, act, or work, so that God will see your work, and the Prophet and the believers will see your work. So this is something that we need to show, because work is something that should be emulated and should be expanded. Advancing civilizations, advancing communities, advancing individuals work. They are punctual, they are clean, they demand cleanliness, and they demand productivity. And you can go and compare two societies and see easily those that are advancing are the ones that are committed to punctuality, cleanliness, and productivity. The stagnant society, the stagnant community, is the one that is lazy, tardy, passive, and allows corruption to determine the affairs of the people. And so when we work for justice, we actually have to work first and demand those standards for all of us. And we must show our work to be emulated. So when we say we surrender our whole selves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Islam, the basic definition of Islam, it is liberating ourselves from the shackles, not of oppressors out there, but our own little oppressor in here. From the oppression of self-imposed limitations that comes from emotionalism, biases, racism, or just plain chauvinism. These are the real shackles that are holding us back, and we must let go of them to reach our potential. Ramadan is designed to advance civilization. It is designed to celebrate the human mind, the human will, and that's what makes our civilization develop in terms of that ability to control. So there was a young man I was talking to, and I asked him, what should we be doing in the month of Ramadan? He says, in the month of Ramadan, it is time to seize the opportunity. And when we read the Quran should be viewed as our mentor. There is so much guidance in there. It means use the Quran as your personal mentor, and you will learn from it and apply it, inshallah. So Ramadan is the time to seize the opportunity. And this Islamic Center, by the way, is preparing us for Ramadan in a pre-Ramadan dinner, inshallah, July 30th. We should all be there. And we will have specific announcements about that as we prepare for the month of Ramadan, inshallah. So, the question to all of you is, and to myself is, how will we prepare to seize the opportunity of the month of Ramadan, inshallah? Oh Allah, we thank you for giving us this great religion, and we ask you to cleanse our hearts, to purify our hearts, to work for your cause, and to develop that spirituality that would make us closer to you. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحاملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. O Allah, do not lay upon us a burden greater than we can bear. O Allah, do not give us a burden that you have burdened on those before us. O Allah, you are the one we seek knowledge from. You are a protector from those who deny the truth. And you are the one we turn to in guidance and in manifesting Islam in our society today, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وكما الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.